Chapter 10. The Route Back to Messier 87. Word List. Asteroid. Atmosphere. Comet. Dwarf planet. Evidence. Explore. Galaxy. Gravity. Meteor shower. Moon. Object. Observe. Orbit. Planet. Proof. Rescue. Satellite. Size. Solar system. Space shuttle. Surface. Universe. Expressions.
Is there any water in ice form on Mars? There is some oxygen in the atmosphere of Mars. When did people start searching for life on Mars? What is the hottest object in the solar system? Which planet is bigger, Jupiter or Saturn? Mercury is smaller than Saturn. Mercury is the smallest planet in the solar system.
Chapter 10. The Route Back to Messier 87.
Enigmatic is controlling the space shuttle. He looks very happy. Arda is sitting on the floor. He can't stop crying. Enigmatic doesn't care about that. It looks out of the window and sees a red planet.
Interesting. Let me observe this red planet too. Maybe I can find some evidence of life on it.
It takes the planet's photos. Later, it pushes some buttons, and suddenly, some information about the planet appears on the screen.
Name of the planet: Mars. Gravity: 3.71 meter per second. Temperature: between 20 degrees Celsius and 70 degrees Celsius. Water, yes. Oxygen, 0.13%. Orbits, the Sun. Galaxy, Milky Way.
Oh, there can be life on this planet. Maybe we can take its resources too. Good idea. I should check other planets in the solar system before I teleport back to Messier 87. Maybe I can find some evidence of life on one of them.
I hate you. You are awful.
Be quiet, human. I'm working.
The alien pushes some buttons, and a picture of the solar system appears on the screen.
Sun. Mercury. Venus. Earth. Mars, Ceres, Asteroid Belt, Jupiter, Saturn, Comet, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Makemake.
Ceres looks interesting too. It's a dwarf planet.
It pushes some buttons, and some information about Ceres appears on the screen.
Name of the dwarf planet: Ceres. Gravity: 0.27 meter per second. Temperature: -105 degrees Celsius. Water: yes. Oxygen: no information. Orbits: the Sun. Galaxy: Milky Way.
A. Look at the information about Mars and Ceres on page 116 and 117. Circle true or false for each sentence. If they are false, correct them. B. Look at the picture of the solar system on page 117 and answer the questions.
Suddenly, they hear the sound of an alarm. Arda feels his feet going up. He is flying. He looks at Enigmatic. It is flying too. Enigmatic stops the space shuttle.
What is going on? Why are we flying? Why did we stop?
The gravity system of my space shuttle doesn't work. I must go out and repair it. I'll do a spacewalk.
Enigmatic pushes a big red button and it teleports out of the space shuttle. Arda is still flying inside. He is chained to the wall. He looks up and he sees something. The key! It's up there, but there isn't gravity, and the chain is long enough, so Arda can fly and reach it. He takes the key. Now he can fly in the space shuttle. He is free, but what can he do? He looks at the control panel. There are many buttons on it. He doesn't know anything about them. But there is a yellow button with a picture on it.
C. What is the yellow button for? Look at the picture above and choose the correct option.
Arda looks at the picture of the solar system again. Ceres is near the asteroid belt, he thinks. He sees some asteroids flying to Ceres. He smiles because he has a plan. He pushes the yellow button. Later, he goes back and puts the chains back around his hand. He puts the key in his pocket. Suddenly, he falls down. There is gravity in the space shuttle again. He can't fly anymore. A few minutes later, Enigmatic comes in. It smiles.
I repaired it. Now we can continue our journey. Which planet should I land on? Mars or Ceres?
There isn't life on Mars. People started searching for life on Mars 40 years ago. They found evidence of water in the form of ice. Also, they think there is liquid water on Mars too. But unfortunately, there is no evidence of life on Mars. NASA has plans to send astronauts there in 2030. After that, maybe humans will go there as space tourists. You can't find anyone there until then, so don't waste your time.
Enigmatic points at Ceres.
What about the dwarf planet? Is there life on Ceres?
Arda thinks for a while.
Well, researchers think there is water under its surface, so maybe there is life too. I think you should explore that one.
Great, so let's go there.
It pushes some buttons. The space shuttle flies to Ceres.
D. Read Arda's explanations about Mars on page 121. Answer the questions below.
At that moment, Enigmatic notices something about the surface of Ceres.
Why are there so many holes on Ceres' surface?
Arda changes the topic. He points at something out of the window.
Oh, look! I can see a comet. It's wonderful. Maybe there is life on it too.
Don't be silly. There can't be life on comets.
Why not?
Comets have five parts. Nucleus is the head. It's made of ice, rocks, dust, and frozen gases. Coma is the second part. It covers the nucleus. The third part is called hydrogen cloud. A comet also has two tails, dust tail and gas tail. Nothing can live on any of these parts.
E. Read Enigmatic's explanations about comets on page 122. Write the names of the parts of a comet.
After 2 hours, they land on Ceres.
The sky is full of asteroids. The view is fantastic. Oh, how wonderful! A meteor shower. It could be dangerous, but we have a system in the space shuttle. It protects us from asteroids. We can stay here and watch the meteor shower. Later, we can go out and search for life and natural resources.
F. Which one do Arda and Enigmatic see in the sky of Ceres?
Asteroids are falling on them. Enigmatic thinks the space shuttle is safe. Arda knows it isn't, because he pushed the yellow button and he turned the protection system off. He takes a deep breath. Boom! An asteroid hits the space shuttle. There is smoke everywhere. They hear an alarm. Enigmatic is shocked.
No, the protection system doesn't work. But how? Who pushed the yellow button? Who turned the asteroid protection system off?
I pushed the yellow button. Do you still wonder why there are so many holes on the surface of Ceres? On the Earth, asteroids start burning when they enter the atmosphere, so they become tiny and harmless when they fall down. But Ceres is a dwarf planet. It is small, and it doesn't have an atmosphere like the Earth. Asteroids hit it, and they create these holes. I saw these asteroids on the screen, so I turned the asteroid protection system off.
Boom! Another asteroid falls on the space shuttle. Enigmatic panics.
This is silly. Maybe I will die here, but you will die too. No one can rescue us now.
Arda isn't afraid. He seems so brave.
But now you can't report the information about the Earth to your alien friends. Your friends can't destroy my planet.
Boom! Another asteroid falls on the space shuttle. Arda and Enigmatic sees an enormous asteroid in the sky. It is falling on them. Enigmatic starts running in the space shuttle. Arda closes his eyes and waits.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 145 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Collection page at the back of the book.